Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm tired of feeling unworthy and unlovable. Joy, how can I break free from this spirit of rejection? How can I heal my wounded heart and learn to trust again? How do I stop the fear of rejection from sabotaging my chances at finding genuine love and acceptance? So the first thing, y'all, to kick rejection to the curb. Baby girl, here are four questions, sis, that I need you to ask yourself. Welcome back, y'all, to another Moment with Joy. And y'all already know what time it is. It is our time to evolve, to heal, and transform together in a sacred space. And I'm always so grateful that you guys join me every single week to get this love that I'm pouring out. I could not be more grateful for each and every last one of you. And I hope that you're somewhere feeling loved, feeling seen, and feeling heard, because you deserve it. You are enough, and you are worthy of it, okay? So if no one's told you today, I'm going to be the first. I love you, and I want to thank you for tuning in with me. And before we start this beautiful episode, I want you to do what? Subscribe to the channel. And not only that, y'all, not only do you need to subscribe or press that bell button so you can get these notifications every Tuesday and Thursday, but I need you to send this video to five beautiful people who may, you know, you never know, who might need an encouraging word, a push, and this podcast definitely does that for us, okay? So share the love, don't keep it all to yourself. So let's dive in today. I know a few episodes back, I would answer questions and as I get them. And this letter that I got from one of my listeners to the audio podcast, I wanted to read the letter. I will not say her name, but I will read the letter. And we're going to dive into the topic today after I read this letter. Okay, so let's get to it. Dear Joy, I have been an avid listener of your podcast for a while now, and I find peace in the stories and comfort in the stories that you share. Today, I find myself on the other side seeking guidance and understanding. I have struggled with the spirit of rejection in my relationships, and it has left me feeling broken and very lost. Ever since my teenage years, I have yearned for a deep connection with someone. I long for love, understanding, and acceptance. However, my journey has been scarred by many series of disappointments. Each time I open my heart, I'm met with rejection, betrayal, or abandonment. It has become a painful cycle that I find hard to break. The constant rejection has taken a toll on my self-esteem and belief in my worth. I often question, what is it about me that repels love? I find myself overanalyzing every interaction, searching for signs of rejection even before they occur. This fear of being rejected has caused me to build walls around my heart, preventing me from fully embracing new relationships. I crave the warmth of a lasting connection, but the fear that the spirit of rejection has become a self-fulfilling prophecy in my life. It's as if I unknowingly attract partners who are unable to reciprocate my love or commitment. I'm tired of feeling unworthy and unlovable. Joy, how can I break free from this spirit of rejection? How can I heal my wounded heart and learn to trust again? How do I stop the fear of rejection from sabotaging my chances at finding genuine love and acceptance? I eagerly await your guidance and wisdom. With gratitude, I'ma say my sister. So, sis, thank you, first of all, before I start. Thank you for your openness and your vulnerability and the strength and courage that it took for you to write that letter to me. And I understand that finding guidance rooted in your faith is important to you, because I heard the words. So after I explain what rejection is, just for the other viewers watching and for you, and we're going to dive into some biblical principles that I believe can help you break free from the spirit of rejection and heal your wounded heart and learn to trust again and overcome the fear of rejection. So what is rejection? I want to get real about rejection, and it's really the icky feeling when you're left out, dismissed, or not accepted. But where does it come from? And why does it have such a hold on us? I'm glad y'all asked. Rejection can come from all sorts of places. It could be those childhood experiences that made you doubt yourself, being pushed away when you really wanted love, that bad breakup, not landing that audition, or maybe it's just some past traumas that left you feeling unworthy. Society's expectations and comparisons can also mess with our heads a lot. It's like a big old cocktail of self-doubt and fear. Rejection has a way of creeping into our lives, and it's important to spot it when it does, okay? How does it show up, you ask? Truthfully, rejection can wear so many hats, and this episode isn't long enough to say them all. It might make you scared of failing or taking a risk. You might find yourself always seeking approval, never feeling good enough. It can even mess with your relationships, making you doubt if you're even truly loved for real or accepted for real by the person that chose you. Rejection is sneaky, but we're here to expose all of the tricks, okay? So the first thing, y'all, to kick rejection to the curb, baby girl, we need to dig deep and get self-aware. And here are four questions, sis, that I need you to ask yourself just to shine a little light on your own rejection journey, okay? What past experiences or beliefs have been whispering in your ear telling you that your middle name is rejection? What is that, okay?
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Here on the couch, we focus on healing in every way, including our finances. Financial peace of mind is important to me, and that's why I bank with Chime. Chime is an award-winning app and a debit card with no hidden fees or monthly minimums, y'all, and y'all know we need that. It's the banking of the future since it's 100% mobile and online. Chime offers a ton of awesome features. Users get fee-free overdraft on up to $100 in debit purchases with SpotMe. It's like overdraft protection, but way better. You can get your paycheck, benefits, stimulus check, and tax return up to 2 days earlier with direct deposit. Come on, y'all. They have automatic saving features where you can automatically save a percentage of your paycheck, or you can round up your purchases made with your debit card and save that amount. There are no hidden fees or no monthly minimums. This is a steal. Y'all, start banking with Chime today. So sign up for a Chime checking account today to link your paycheck. It only takes 2 minutes and it doesn't affect your credit score. Get started at chime.com/TCWJ. That's chime.com/TCWJ. Where, number two, the second question is, where do you hold yourself back avoiding risks because you're scared of being rejected? Another question to dive deeper is, how does the fear of rejection mess with your relationships and interactions with others? And number four, what can you do to build up that self-acceptance and bounce back stronger when rejection tries to bring you down? Okay? And when you answer those questions, I want you to really take some self-inventory. And guess what? We're going to overcome rejection like a boss. Okay? Because now that we're getting to know rejection inside out, it's time to show it who's boss. And here are four strategies to rise above rejection. Number one, you got to love yourself. You got to embrace every single part of yourself and know that you are worthy. Know that your uniqueness is beautiful, and remind yourself every single day that with or without anyone's validation, I am enough. Okay, that's the first step. You're worthy, sis. You're worthy. And I know in your letter that you have been met with betrayal, rejection, and all the things. But I'm here to tell you that there is someone for you. But it starts with you. No one else's validation. Just your own first. Okay. Number two, we're going to call out those negative thoughts, girl. We got to call them out. We're going to challenge them head on and replace them with positive affirmations that lift you up. That's what we're going to do. Number three, you got to step out your comfort zone, honey. Come on out. Come out of hiding. You're safe here with me. You're safe here with me, baby. Embrace the vulnerability and take those risks and show rejection that it can't hold you back. Okay? Step out of your comfort zone and take the risk and tell rejection you can no longer hold me back. Number four, surround yourself with a tribe, baby. You got to get those friends. And if you do not have friends, guess what? You got one today. Me. I will be the one to help you. I will be the one to keep you grounded when you feel like you're flying off the handle. I could be the one that has your back in those moments where you're feeling rejected. I can bring you on back to yourself. And if you find those friends or have those friends, those are the ones that will keep you grounded and cheer you on when it feels like the whole world has rejected you. Okay, and listen, rejection may be a part of life, but it does not define who we are. It does not. Someone else's no does not define anything, because your yes is somewhere else. By understanding where this rejection comes from, recognizing its tricky ways, and developing self-awareness, you can rise above the spirit of rejection and live your best life. And I know based on some of the parts of the letter that I left out that you believe in God wholly. And so I want to make sure that when people say I'm dealing with the spirit of rejection, that I throw some word on it, because every time I felt rejected in my life, the Bible helped me. It did. So the first thing I need you to do for anybody who's feeling rejected, seek God's love and acceptance first. The foundation of healing and finding genuine love and acceptance starts with recognizing your worth in God's eyes. And the Bible reassures us that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. Psalms 139, verse 14. And that God loves us unconditionally. Y'all, embrace God's love as the ultimate source of your identity and find comfort in His acceptance. He is the ultimate source for you, for anything. And guess what? It'll never run out. It's impossible for it to run out when it comes to God. So find your identity and find your comfort in Him and no one else. Okay? To surrender to God's timing. And I got a great episode about it if you need to go back and look at it. Surrender to God's timing. Trust in God's perfect timing for your life. And the Bible reminds us that God has a plan to prosper us and to give us hope. Surrender your desires and relationships to God first, trusting that He will bring the right person into your life at the appointed time. Okay? Don't rush it. Don't make the decision before it's time. Start with self, because you can't love anyone else without loving yourself, and you can't be a safe place for anybody else if you're not a safe place for yourself. So trust in God, trust His timing, and guess what? The right person will come into your life at the right time. And you'll be what? Ready. Because you just don't want the right person to come and you're still dealing with the spirit of rejection and push them away when they were for you. Okay? So we're going to get it right on the inside first. Okay? Number three, renew your mind with God's word. Combat the fear of rejection by renewing your mind daily. Daily, during the day, all day. If you're dealing with the spirit of rejection, you have to continue to say His promises, God's promises to you, and the truth that's found in the Bible about you. Believers, because I know you are, sis, and the word is for you. You have to meditate on those scriptures and renew your mind daily with the promises and truths that are found in the word. So what we're going to do, we're going to meditate on the scriptures that speak about God's love, about God's acceptance, and about his faithfulness. For example, Isaiah 41:10 encourages us not to fear, for God is with us all day, every day. He not letting up. It's not running out. He ain't going nowhere. It's just not. So fill your heart and mind with God's word, allowing it to replace negative thoughts and fears. Okay, number four, lean on God for healing. Bring your wounded heart to God and allow him to bring healing and restoration to your heart, your soul, your mind, and your spirit. The word assures us that God is close to the brokenhearted and he binds up their wounds. That's Psalms 34:18. Seek his comfort, y'all, and pour out your pain in prayer and trust that he will bring healing and wholeness to your heart. I'm telling you, trust in the whole entire healing of God. And your heart will be made new. Your spirit will be made new. And not only that, you'll look at yourself different. Okay? But it's five. Practice forgiveness. This is powerful. Forgiveness is a powerful tool for your healing journey. And the word emphasizes that the importance of forgiveness for those who hurt us. Okay? Release any resentment or bitterness you may be holding on to, both towards others and yourself. Letting go of past hurts will free you to embrace whole new relationships with a renewed spirit, not the rejected one. Because we want to move forward in newness and wholeness and healing and peace. Okay? And number six is surround yourself with supportive community. And I say this all the time. If you are feeling any type of way that's aligned with the God you serve, then you got to get with people who can put you back. And that community is what we're here for. Community of believers who can support you, encourage you, and hold you accountable. And the word encourages us to bear one another's burdens and to encourage and build each other up. Seek out individuals who can walk the journey with you. Okay? And guess what? You're going to find genuine love and acceptance there. Okay? So remember, my sister, because I just offered and served up some good sisterhood to you. I wish you were right here on the couch with me so I can hug you and let you know how worthy you are. But I want you to know, sis, that your journey is unique and it's yours alone. And healing takes time, especially when we've been dealing with rejection for so long. It's not just get up and it goes away. So be gentle with yourself, and also trust in God's faithfulness and his plans for your life, which are to prosper you, and that everything is working for your good. All of it. All of it. Nothing came to break you, to hurt you, but it's here to make you whole. Okay? And as you seek God, he will guide you, and he will wound your broken heart and restore your ability to not only just love, but to trust again. And may you find strength. May you find peace. May you find a renewed sense of worth as you embark on this journey of healing and restoration. And may God's love and his grace be with you every step of the way, sis. I really, really appreciate you trusting me to answer your questions and trusting me to give you this advice. And if any of you that are out there listening, if you would like some advice and if you have any questions or you need some affirmations that will help you, let me know. Email me right now, because we were not meant to do this journey alone, and I don't want you to do it alone, because no longer do you have to navigate rejection, depression, being left out, none of that, no more. I'm here for you. So I hope that this helped you, sis. I hope that it helped you. I hope that it brought some light to your situation, and you're coming out of it on the other side, and you're going to meet the new you that's new and improved and whole. Okay? So until next time, y'all, be light, be love, be you. You're worthy. Peace.